Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, it's your girl, Cotton Campbell, on the air. Yes, this is Open Mic Night, Late Night, with your girl, Cotton Campbell. So, you know, like I said, you can call in, and don't forget, you can call in and spit. You can spit for free. It won't cost you anything. The number to call in is 516-531-9861. Call in. But since I'm the host and I'm already here, let me give y'all a little something. This is not yet released. And it is... Oh, goodness gracious, y'all. This new book that I have coming out is called Inspired by You. And I am loving this book so far. I am really enjoying this book. Like, I'm enjoying writing the book. Okay? That's what I am doing. I'm enjoying writing this book, let me just say. And I titled it Inspired by You because so many people have inspired me to write. And so that is what I am doing probably every day. I probably write every day. So a lot of times when people ask me about writer's block, I don't typically get writer's block because I'm not trying to force a write. I write when God gives me something to write about, you know, and it's typically about love and relationships. And sometimes it's about girl power, you know. so, you know, but if you want to listen in or if you want to spit, like I said, call in. I'm trying to multitask, y'all, forgive me. Call in. The number is 516-531-9861 if you want to listen to the show or if you want to spit. If you just want to listen, that's fine. You don't have to say anything. I don't force nothing out of nobody at all, okay? So I just want to make that clear. But this is your girl, Cotton Campbell. This is Open Mic Late Night with your girl, Cotton Campbell, the softest voice in poetry. You know, this is where we are at. This is the place to be. This is the place to be. This is the place to be. So I'm going to give y'all a quick poem real quick, and then we're going to go back to I'm going to talk about a couple of things because I'm disturbed by a story that I heard earlier and I've been seeing all day. I'm sure most of you have. So I'm good. Let me get myself together, y'all. I'm sorry. Yeah. So I am going to give you this poem, this piece right here real quick, okay? It's called Imagine That. Imagine That. When I close my eyes and imagine love, I see you. I imagine you loving me the way I desire. No one's ever did that. I'm wondering, is it really love or maybe it's just lust? I mean, what have you done to make me feel that love? When you touch me, no, that's my mind playing tricks on me. My body's craving you because I'm starved for your affection. I'm lost direction because no one makes me feel the way you do. So I keep circling back to you. What am I holding on to? Why am I holding on to you? The love we have or the future we'll create, losing you would hurt like the pain in my hand if I laid it on a hot plate. You are love to me, but I've been blinded for years too easily. My heart loves freely, but I've been in love with you for a long time. When I thought we would be together, I was sideswiped, turned around, broke down, brokenhearted. See, what I believe is love. See, what I believe in love is, I believe it's us. Softly spoken. You know, that word love can put you in a place of crazy. Because a lot of people will get into that place of crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, we just, you know... You gotta decipher not being crazy, you know, because sometimes you think it's love, it really ain't love, it's just you crazy, period. So love is a very tricky thing. But so speaking of love, that word is just so powerful. But speaking of love, I think I come on here, and we have some things in here, some songs in here that that seriously represents love. So you know, when you think of love, like sit down and think about what love means to you. What does love mean to you? But in the meantime, I'm going to play a track that's about love. And while you're thinking about love, what love means to you, here's a song that might help you. Okay?
I wanna do for you all the things that you want. There's so much more that I could do for you, yeah. But you just won't let me give you my love, boy. What is wrong with you?
Yes, y'all, that's Atlantic Star. Yes, 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 yes. I love, 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 love old school. That is my thing. I love me some old school. So, again, if you want to spit, it's free to spit. Yes, yes, yes. This is your girl, Cotton Campbell. This is Open Mic Late Night with the softest voice in poetry. Queen of Seduction, Lady of Love. Yes, call in. If you got a story you want to tell, you got some poetry, you got a song, you got some rap, you got a little comedy you want to do, you want to test it out before you hit the stage in front of a bunch of people, call me, call in, and let us hear it. Okay. And since I am the poet on the radio, first I said I wanted to get into this story. There's a young girl named Shaquilla, and I need to give condolences to her family. I'm sending prayers, hugs, and love. I cannot imagine this happening to my child. I just couldn't. So I want to send condolences to her. Apparently, she went on a trip with some friends, and one of them ended up getting, they were trying to fight her or something, and I don't know the whole story. I've got this piece of it. But they said that she died of alcohol poisoning, come to find out. Her spine was fractured and her neck was broken or something like that. So I can't imagine being that person, being that parent and having to deal with such a thing. I think it's very tragic that any parent would have to go through that. I feel for her family. I really do. So look up the story. Her name is Shaquilla. It's trending. I'm sure you've all probably seen it by now. So it's trending on the internet everywhere. So yeah, let's send some love and shout out to that family, those people. So since I am on the radio and I don't see anybody with their hand up right now, because, you know, people are shy when they come on, and it's okay. You can be shy. I get it. You know, it's your girl Cotton. So you don't have to be shy with me though, at all. You don't have to be shy with me. It's what it is. We in this together. That's how I feel. So come on and spit. It's free to spit. You know, a lot of places when you go out into this in poetry world or in open mic period, it's usually poets that are on the stage, but they charge you to perform on stage. So this way, you ain't gotta leave the comfort of your home or any of that. Just come on, give a little something with your girl, you know, maybe one or two pieces. One, if you feel like it. Two, if you're really in a good mood. This is what we do. This is what we do, you know. Hey, okay, so I'll give you another one of my poems, because that's what I like to do. I think I've been performing since I was a little girl. So it just wasn't poetry. I never thought that I would be in the poetry world, actually. So I was kind of thrown into this because I had started writing poetry, and I started writing poetry at church. And so, you know, I was trying to, you know, back then they weren't really feeling it so much now. You know, somebody asked me to perform, I don't know what to do. Like, yeah, you're going to have to prepare me. Don't ask me. I can perform in the church, but I have to really prepare for that role, honestly. So I'll do this piece. I like this piece. I wrote this piece last year, actually. Some of these poems I've written like last year sometime, and I just kind of let them sit there. And it kills me to know how much I really love you, so much I wanna to you. And it kills me to know how much I really love you, so much I wanna. You're killing me softly, as soft spoken as I am. You still haven't made me your lady. You're someone else's man. I'm not number one. Hell, I ain't even number five. If I didn't reach out to you, you wouldn't even know that I was alive. You didn't know I existed because I don't live in your thoughts. My very existence to you is because you've been bought. See, I pay with my sex, time, and attention to you. My existence is irrelevant to you. I'm not a priority because I allowed you to make me an option. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I want to sue you. And as much as I love you, something is missing. In the beginning, I guess I was just a mission, one you could never complete. I feel like I'm begging for you to love me. Just love me. I'm still screaming, love me. My heart is bleeding, starving, wanting you to feed me. I need you. And I don't know any other way to say, and it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I wanna sue you. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I want to shoot you. Softly spoken. I don't know where that clapper thing is because I like that. That was good. Y'all can do this. You know, I be excited about my own self sometimes. That's so crazy. Because I know somebody like, who gets that excited about their own stuff? Me? Her? Yes? She? yeah, I do. Me. I get excited about my own stuff. That poem is also in the book that's titled Inspired by You. And it's titled, of course, It's Killing Me. And it kills me to know how much I really love you. So much I want to. So if you want to spit, call in. The number is 516-531-9861. Now, this show is typically only an hour long. So when I don't see that other people are coming on to spit, because I don't want to be the only one to spit, I like to share the stage. So I don't want to be the only one. I don't want to be the only one spitting, because I can do that by myself. I don't need an audience to spit. AKA tell your story, sing a song, whatever it is that you want to do, rap, do a little comedy, you know, any of that. So come on. And you can come on. You don't have to say your name if you don't want to. It would be nice if you did. Like, you can give an alias. It don't matter. We, you know, this is all in fun. So give you an opportunity to put your new stuff out there if that's what you want to do. You know, so this is your girl, Cotton Campbell, again. What time is it? Why does my thing say that? I don't know why my thing says that. But at any rate, here we go. So, you know, and I, like, again, that's another one of those love poems that, you know, I'm just going to say. Now, this is one of my other favorite songs, and I probably play it every time I come on the air. I don't think there's a time that I've been on that I didn't play this song. And this song is by St. James, titled Being Gentle. We can talk about it afterwards and see what you think. It's a remake.
Girl, I understand that you're body needs attention, and I don't want to take away from your body's perfection by being too rough. It's not enough to just be gentle, so don't want to make it hard, cause it's always too simple. Oh yeah.
Boy, I understand that you're
being in my world.
Be judgmental, baby.
Loving you.
Don't you ever stop being in my world.
And I never
want
to stop loving you, boy. So don't you ever stop giving me joy.
Have played that song 1,000 times or more because that is such a great love song. Like, I am a hopeless romantic, so you know, even though I had my heart broken time and time again, I just still haven't totally given up on love yet. So again, the number is 516-531-9861. If you want to call in, tell a story, sing something, give us a little laughter, rap something, just, you know, do some poetry, whatever it is you want to do, call in. And then press 1. You got to press 1 so I know you want to say something, because if you don't press 1, I'm not going to know you want to say something. I just figure you're listening. Again, it's your girl Cotton Campbell, and this is the Open Mic Late Night with the softest voice in poetry, myself, yes, Queen of Seduction, Lady of Love. You know, my supporters gave me those titles. The softest voice I gave myself, but I got the other titles from when I hit the stage, and other people gave me those titles, you know, and they were very endearing, so they mean a lot to me, so I've kind of held on to them in the interim of me being who I am, you know. I said the next time I came on here, I wasn't going to just do poetry. I was going to try to sing something, but then I didn't even think about anything to sing, you know. Yeah, I said, well, maybe I'll sing something if nobody else don't come on, I'll come in and sing a little something, something, you know. So I don't think of nothing that I wanted to sing. So with that being said, let me see. I got some sister empowerment. I got a sister empowerment, maybe one or two that I want to do before I get off this line tonight. Yes. Okay, here we go. I got a gear up for this one. I don't have no song for this one. And this is also in my book title that will be released in January. It's titled Inspired by You. Spiritual Love is the subtitle, but it's Inspired by You. And keep in mind, I've written these poems. I have not practiced any of them. So if I'm stumbling a little bit, it's because I have not gone back in and, you know, anyway, y'all understand what I'm saying. The innocence of a child can be easily broken. Can be easily stolen by the monster we call adults. See, mine was this. I had to grow up fast because my mommy was busy dodging fists. I grew up so I could get an understanding of what was happening. Molestation? Was I to believe that this life should be normal for me? I had to protect even though I should have been protected. Instead, I was neglected, watching my mommy be physically abused while carrying this emotional and toxic noose. She was confused. The life you could have prepared me for wasn't the life I dreamed it would be, the fantasies of fairy tale. I can't remember stories, those things my mother said. She told me fairy tales before I went to bed. But it wasn't a happy ending. See, he was in my bed. I wasn't alone. Uncle Lilo was trying to get his rocks off touching my tiny little body parts because it turned him on. Was I wrong for being quiet? Should I have screamed? Should I tell my mommy? Should I stop crying? Maybe it's a dream and I'll wake up soon. Why isn't God protecting me from these monsters you call adults? Here I am by myself in this hurt as an adult, a grown woman. It's been over 20 years, and I'm still laboring this hurt and these tears. See, I missed the part of being protected, and the only time I felt vindicated is the moment when Will slapped Chris. I gave birth to the healing. I finally let it go. Will's actions told me I didn't have to be in this chokehold. I stood up and I faced my molester, that monster. I freed my mind and my heart from the pain. I let him fly so I could live again. Softly spoken. Cotton Campbell. So when I say softly spoken, because everybody say, some people say in peace or that's that peace. Softly spoken is my signature for ending my poem, whatever it is that I'm doing. So then that gives you the thing to that. Now this poem, I was doing it, but it almost brought tears to my eyes. I had to really pull back, y'all. Like, I was like, wait a minute, Cotton, you know, this is your poem. But these are, you know, it's my life. So it's part of my life. It's part of my history. I would say this is part of my history because, and I threw the Will Smith thing in there because I really felt vindicated. I really did. And a lot of people were upset that he slapped Chris. But Chris had that slap coming, sweetie. You know why? Because he had already been warned. Keep my wife's name out your mouth. Stop talking about my family like that. You don't have to. When Kevin Hart gets up and he does his comedy, he don't get up in this and talk about other people's wives or kids. He talks about his own wife. He talks about his own kids. He talks about himself, his friends, the people that are around him. he's not disrespecting somebody else's wife. And the funny thing about that is, and I want to bring this up, because there was a thing where Steve Harvey said he felt some type of way. Now, you can feel some type of way if you want to. But then in the very next month at the awards show or award ceremony, I don't know what award ceremony it is, he's pointing to his wife and saying, I will kill somebody over that one right there. Wait a minute. Will just slapped Chris and y'all got all over him. But it's okay for Steve Harvey to say something like he'll kill somebody over there. And you should feel that way. You really should feel that way. Don't disrespect my wife. Don't disrespect. So I felt vindicated in that moment. I don't care what none of them comedians say. There's a line you should never cross. And they cross it all the time. And then they want to say, oh, it's just jokes. No, it's not just a joke. People say how they really feel in anger. They say it in jokingly. And they say it when they're drunk. But that meant that. I don't care what you say, but you put it in, sometimes people put it in joke form, especially when we not cool like that. Don't talk about my wife. Don't talk about my kids. Don't talk about none of that. Then you have Monique, prior to that, you got Monique out here disrespecting D.L. Hughley. Even before that, she deserved a slap in her face. I don't condone violence. I really don't. But I just feel like sometimes you got to know when to shut up. I don't care if you're a comedian or whoever you are. At some point, you got to know there are things you should never say. They got on Kevin Hart about making reference to his own son and it was a gay reference, something he said maybe 10 years ago, and they wanted an apology from him for that. But it's okay for Chris Rock to get on stage and disrespect Will's wife? Come on, man. Y'all all twisted. So I felt vindicated in that moment. I was very happy that he got that stuff. I don't like Chris Rock. Have never liked Chris Rock. That's just me. So I told his brother that when I met him. I said, yeah, I don't like your brother. I like you better than your brother. And he said, yeah, I like me better than my brother too. He probably wouldn't remember that, but he said it. So, but, and I'm sure he was joking. I wasn't. So I was very serious. I'm not a Chris Rock person. Don't care for Chris Rock, but that's just me. So again, like I said, some people deserve the let me tap you on your nose so you won't keep doing the same thing over and over after we've already had a conversation. Don't keep disrespecting me. So I felt vindicated. I'm just saying, you know. Now, back to the show. Back to the show. Again, this show is actually supposed to go on probably for another hour and 20 minutes. I'm not going to be on here. I'm going to be on here for another 20 minutes, and then I'm going to shut the show down. I haven't gotten anybody who wants to spit, so I'm not going to be the only one spitting. Like I said, this isn't supposed to be about me. It's about, you know, letting other people come on and do their thing. So I'm going to play another song, playing another slow jam. This time, make it sweet. Play a slow jam for my baby and for me. Ooh, play another slow jam. This time, make it sweet. Play a slow jam for my baby and for me. I was all alone, I was feeling mad alone. I needed someone to lift my spirits up. So I dropped it on a tent just to take a glance. And then the sweet lovely thing was, he was more than enough. Oh, we have a caller with their hand up. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? If you want to sit, let me know. Hello, it's Cotton Campbell.
Hey, Cotton Campbell, it's Lady J.
Hi, best friend.
Hey.
Y'all, this is how I act when I get on the phone. Even when the cameras ain't rolling, this is how we act. Because we don't know how to act.
I call on you, my friend.
Hey.
Have you been in my time? So now, just make it through. What else can I do? Friends may come and friends may go, but you should know that
hey.
I got your back. It's automatic. How's the show going?
Hesitate to go. It's going good, you know. Ain't nobody put their hand up to say, "Hey, everybody's being shy." It's okay.
I said
the show was actually supposed to be 2 hours, but I'm not gonna go 2 hours. Like I said, I won't go that long if I'm the only person that wants to sit. So I said, it's got to build up its momentum, and you know, eventually people will trickle in a little bit. Later, I guess. And
know,
I rushed back to the house.
Girl, I just was listening to you. You know, I was just getting in from work, but I was listening to you talking about the Chris Rock and Will Smith slap.
Oof.
I feel like, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because so many times people get offended when it happens to somebody else, or like if the same situation happened to them, they would respond differently. But when it happens to somebody else, they'd be like, ah.
Right.
Or they make a difference out of it. Well, you know, it's this and it's that. No, it's really not.
Right.
What's good for the goose is the gander.
Yeah.
So
I'm
you right there. I don't dislike anybody because I really I'm my own fan. I'm gonna just put it like that. Because ain't nobody paying my bills but me. So you know, if
that's
Chris
it.
Rock make money, he ain't giving me a dime. If Will Smith make a dollar, he's not giving me a dollar. So I'm not
at
on
all.
Either side. But But I'm going to tell you right now that I'm going to stick up for whoever I need to stick up for when it's time.
Yeah.
So don't be mad.
Like, man, I had to. That's what I'm saying. When I did that poem, when I wrote the poem, I wasn't intending on putting that, you know, Chris Rock part in there, that Will Smith in there. But I said, I thought about how I felt in the moment. And I really felt vindication because no one's ever stood up for me. So
right.
It was like it was almost like he was standing up for a lot of women like myself who people don't stand up for. You know, it's okay to let somebody disrespect me, and you're not going to say anything. Or you'll be the person, you know, like you get. I would never do that to you, and then you let them in, and they do exactly the same thing, if not worse, than what the last person did. It's like. I can't with you. Mm-mm. We're not gonna do that. So it was a good feeling. And I don't condone violence. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I just feel like when you let stuff come out of your mouth, and I'll continue to say this. People say things. They say what they mean when they're joking. They say what they mean when they're angry, and they say what they mean when they're drunk. And they use all of those as an excuse to say, oh, I was just drunk. Oh, I was just joking. Oh, I was just mad. But you meant it. So,
right.
So,
here's a good Have you ever heard of a father who, or some children that watched their mother hit on as they grew up, but then they got a boyfriend that hit on them, and it wasn't okay to the dad?
Right, exactly.
What's the difference in that?
Yeah.
It was okay when you were doing it. But when somebody is hurting something that's part of you, that's a problem. You should have seen it as being a problem when you did it first, when you was hitting somebody else's child.
Yeah, because I'm somebody's
so
daughter, too.
Understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. I'm somebody's daughter.
That's right.
I'm somebody's daughter.
Somebody's daughter.
But that's
mama, some friends.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. And I feel the same way. Like if you've been abused, if you was abused mm-hmm. as a child, then why would you then go on to, you know, you didn't like it. Let me just put that out there. You know, you didn't like it and it hurt you, but then you went on to do it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Make that make sense. It's kind of like they.
Yeah, they feel like, well, this is what happened to me. I say, what? Make that make sense. Because you didn't like it, so why would you put it to somebody else? Come on
now. Like, I can't
either. I'm right there with you. I thought I was just crazy. But now I see we're both crazy.
You crazy together.
We're going to be crazy together.
We're crazy together. What? Yeah, boo.
Fine with me.
Somebody told me a long time ago that I wasn't toxic enough. I said, "What you mean? You got to have a little crazy." And I've actually been told that a couple of times. I was recently told that about a month ago that I'm not toxic enough. So you got to have a little crazy. We like a little crazy. We like women that are a little crazy. Yeah, so she burned down your house. Left eye. That crazy.
And bust the windows out.
Right. I bust the windows out your car. Now you mad, Tom. Why you bust the windows out my car? Well, you said you like a little crazy. You can't control the crazy once it gets crazy, though. That's the funny part. Like, it's either I'm going to be crazy or I'm going to be not crazy. Which do you want? Because once I turn the crazy on, there's no button that says, oh, let me turn that off real quick.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Remember that?
Right. And Waiting to Excel. Okay. Burn everything. Everything's a dollar. Oh, that's a dollar. Mm-hmm. Gucci.
Well,
that's
you know,
a dollar.
Back in the day, even Orange Juice Jones wasn't hearing that. Oh, no, no.
He
showed in that closet. Because everything you came for was packed away.
Right. I put your stuff in that little raggedy bag you came with. So get it and go.
You wasn't playing
it. The crazy part is he was like, yeah, I missed you so much. I followed you today. Yeah. Like, oh, you was following me and I didn't see you? That's called stalking. You know you can go to jail for that.
Right.
People go to jail for that now. Orange Juice Jones, I saw you and him walking in the rain. What was you doing?
It was holding hands.
Girl, I was thinking of some of the songs that we listened to. Like I was listening to New Edition, Sorry You're Not My Kind of Girl. I said, that's my song, though. And I was like, wait. He really telling this. He's talking about she's pretty, she's this, she's that. You all of that, but you're just not my kind of girl. What? What you mean? But I said, he said it so nicely that, you know, I said if a brother wanted to break up with a woman or he wanted to tell a woman that he didn't like her like that, he'd just put that song on and play it. And before she knows, she jam into it and she realized, wait, what?
What did
he say?
He's talking about
girl.
Please, see if you can get through. I doubt it right now.
Right.
But I still can get through.
And then he said, I'm not trying to put you down. You're just not that girl. What? Ralph? I said, God dog, but it's a nice tune. But you like, dang, that's crazy. Yeah. He was really telling me I wasn't his kind of girl. Here I am thinking he just playing a nice love song because he know I love New Edition. He's trying to tell me, yeah, boo boo, you're not my kind of girl. This ain't gonna work. But they have a lot of songs like that. I broke down Olivia by The Whispers for the kids when they was younger. And they was like, what? I said, yeah, he was talking about the girl was being pimped out by the dude. And he was basically, they were singing the song about, oh, lady of the place, got distracted on her way to grandmother's house. And then the wolf came along, which is a pimp. I said, Lord. But that song is, that's one of my favorite songs. I love that song by The Whispers. You know? It's like, God, dog, they came up with some. That's poetry.
Yes, it is.
That's poetry. Yes, ma'am. Well, we're winding down. I'm not going to go another hour because technically we have another hour left. Weekend. Did you hear the part where I was talking about the young lady, though, just to reiterate real quick? Have you seen that post? Have you seen it posted up at all? Where the young girl went on to Cabo with her friends and she ended up dead.
No.
Her name is Shaquilla. Her name is Shaquilla. I forgot her last name, but she's been trending on all the media, on all the social media sites. And apparently the friends said she got alcohol poisoning, but then they found out that her spine and her neck was broken.
What?
So, and then I just heard, like, on my way in home, right before I got on the show, I heard one of the radio personalities say that there's a video where they were trying to get her to fight. So she was fighting somebody, and she was drunk, so she couldn't. They were trying to tell her to fight back, and she wasn't fighting back. And so we believe they left her in Cabo. They all got back on the plane and left her there after they killed her in Mexico, and called the mama and told the mama that she wasn't feeling good, and then got to mama's house and told the mama that she died of alcohol poisoning.
I'm whipping everybody's ass.
Girl, yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to burn down Mexico at this point.
My man, look.
That's crazy. Like, I can't even, she was in her 20s. I can't even imagine. That's what I always tell Mercedes, and I tell Shanae, you know that these people are really your friends. Don't just be, you know, and I need to know who they are, too, if you're going to be hanging out with them. I need to see who is this person, because I don't know who they hang out with. You can't even trust people you call friends sometimes in this new millennium. No, because they'll be that's their friend, and the friend is secretly trying to figure out ways to kill them or something. You know, oh, she looked at my dude. What? Girl, don't nobody want him. He's a bum. Only you want him. You know, it'd be situations like that. I can't. I feel sorry for her mom. I really do. And that family. Because that's horrible.
That's really horrible.
Yeah, it'll probably pop up on your timeline at some point. You might see it. But did you have anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I don't think so. I think I tuned in because I heard you talking about that slap, and I wanted to have it. I had to get something out about that slap for a minute.
Man, I just, you know,
I've been trying.
You know, that's one of those things. Yeah, but you know, I've seen so many comedians get upset about it, and that's because they know they cross the line a lot. They know mm-hmm. I said, you know, Kevin Hart gets them, and I think the reason why he's a lot so much more successful than some of the other ones thus far is because when he gets up and he talks and he does his comedy is about himself, his family, and his friends and his experiences, not about disrespecting
right.
somebody else. Now he's been ragged on Shaq and maybe Rock or whatever, but those are his friends and those are male people, and he does it for a couple seconds and then he moves on to talk about his experience and his family, his life, his kids and things like that. I said, but people like Chris Rock, they've been doing that so long, and you do it and you're disrespecting this beautiful black woman. All of the things that you could have said, you know you don't have a good rapport with that family, and you would say something like that about her. She didn't like it, whether you, and then you tried to clean it up with that was nice. What do you mean that was nice?
You were going to say something different?
Yeah, you were trying to be insulting. So, yeah, I'm like, yeah, you deserve that slap, boy. Go on, Will. Let me find a husband like that. Because Will's pretty low-key. That's the thing. Is he don't bother. He pretty much don't bother nobody. You don't see him in the limelight where he's being disrespectful or outrageous or anything like that. He's either being funny or he's, you know what I'm saying? So if you piss him off, you really did something. That's like pissing me or you off, best friend. Because we have high tolerance. We deal with a lot. It's like, yeah, you pissed one of them off. What did you do? See, that's what people would say. What did you do? You must have did something.
Right. You had something.
Right. It's like, yeah, them two, they don't bother nobody. What'd you do? You did something.
Because
that's the first thing I'm going to say. If somebody come and tell me something about you, I'm going to be like, what'd you do? You did something to her.
Period.
Because we ain't going to do that. I know her.
I know it's some can't get done that you ain't going to be able to do to her. Well, if you did
right.
That, yeah, that's why you, that's why you got that.
Exactly. And if you get too irate, hubby coming along. So you better be careful.
Yeah, be real careful.
And if hubby don't come along, them girls is coming.
Oh yeah, they coming through.
If I can't get to you, them girls definitely coming. So you in trouble either way, boo. Yeah. I don't need to tell you.
Yes, I miss.
Man. They do not play. She cracked me up that day. What she say? I said, oh, it's on.
Who we need help? So we all right. First, we ain't got to worry about it. They just
right. She was not playing. She was playing. Like, I ain't playing with you. Man, all righty. We're going to get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, best friend, for raising your hand and saying something so I wasn't talking, doing all the talking by myself. I love you so much. I appreciate you coming in. But next week, tomorrow, it's Let's Talk About It with the ladies of TMGN. We will be discussing abuse amongst our young people. How ironic. We can talk about the young lady that just died in Cabo. We can discuss her as well, because I don't understand abuse but amongst our young people. I don't understand that. But we'll definitely talk about it. So let's talk about it tomorrow on the TMGN network at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about it with the ladies of TMGN. Y'all have a good night. I love you guys. Thank you for calling in. Even if you didn't want to raise your hand, it's okay. And I'm going to take you out with a little bit of this.
Our children are dying. You gotta be strong to survive these streets. Some things have changed, some things still the same. It's just the same old shit.